and we've been talking to a number of great authors who've published books for Christmas. Here's another beauty for you. And I'm delighted to have with me Ballinrobe man, author, journalist, and winner of the Gerald Griffin Literary Awards for First Original Adult Fiction for his book On the Way Out, Liam Horan. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Tommy.
Good to have you on. And first of all, well done on the award.
Thank you very much. It was a great boost to get that, absolutely, yeah.
So this book is hot off the press, is it, or has it been around for a little while?
No, it was. I wrote it earlier this year, and the Gerald Griffin competition that you mentioned there is for unpublished work. So you submit 2,500 words to the competition. They shortlist and mentor 10 people, and then those 10 enter their final version by the end of July. So that's how it played out. So it was written during the mentoring program that accompanied the Gerald Griffin Award. So it's the prize for winning the award then is they published the book for you, which is a huge boost for all writers.
So On the Way Out, it's an interesting storyline. It delves into the trials and tribulations of rural life in a small Irish town. Not Ballinrobe, I hasten to add.
Well, no, but it could be Ballinrobe or a lot of Ballinrobes. You know, you're very influenced by where you live and where you hang out, so to speak. But yeah, it's about a small town where one woman's business is struggling, another man is recovering from the loss of his wife, and then there's a local controversy over the location of the community centre, which was going to be rebuilt, basically. So all that feeds into, I suppose, something that a number of readers would have felt, that there are three main characters. There's Matt, there's Louise, and there's the town of Rathfinn as well. That, you know, the town's success or failures, etc., is all part of the story as well.
You know, you've been writing fact most of your life, Liam. Have you found writing fiction to be more enjoyable?
Yeah, my background would be in journalism, and as you know, there would be a different. It's a different thing. I mean, journalism is very much about the facts, as you say, and also getting the information out in as brief a way as possible to not detain the reader longer than necessary. Whereas in fiction, while you are concerned with brevity, you've got to string it out a little bit. So it's a very different discipline. In fact, I went back to do a master's in UL in creative writing the last 2 years, purely to learn how to write a novel. I was doing lots of short stories, but once I went beyond about 3,000 words, I was struggling to, how do you sustain this? I think that was the journalistic background in me, never would go much beyond 3,000 words. So when I went back to college to learn about how do you sustain interest, tension, conflict, etc., over 30, 40, 50,000 words. So it's a bit like in journalism, you give the story, whereas in writing fiction, certainly in a novel, you give a little bit of the story, maybe you hide a bit or you obscure a bit. And all of that was all those things I had to learn about how you structure that, not to give it all away in the first chapter, you know. So it's very different, but a lot of the same rules apply as well, you know.
Yeah, and of course you've written plays as well, so you're as I say, you've got a fairly grounded experience in all aspects of the writing. So who should this novel appeal to? Is it for people who like, is there a twist at the end? Is it people who like, is there a murder in it? You know,
No apparent murder anyway, no. there's no murder in it. I suppose in some ways what I like to write is stuff where the stakes are not necessarily that high for the world at large, but are very high for the people involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is the stakes are very big here for the town of Rathfinn. They're very big for Matt. They're very big for Louise. But these stories play out in towns all over Ireland, perhaps all over the world, every year. You know what I mean? So it's a gentler. It's not a thriller in that way, but. Yeah, I would hope that when people get into understanding the characters that you become in some way tied to them, and that you hope that they will get by and hope that they'll succeed and achieve what they're hoping to achieve. And there's some romantic interest there as well too, perhaps, that's looming there. Does it come to pass or not is one of the abiding questions I'm getting from readers throughout the book, is what happens here, you know. All of that.
And where can people buy it?
So you can buy it in bookstores throughout Mayo and Galway. You can also buy it online on liamhoran.info. And I should also mention this Thursday night in the Novel Bean, the newly opened shop in Swinford by Cathal Kelly, who I'm sure you know.
Yes.
I'm doing a reading there along with some local readers from Swinford as well at 7:30 and signing as well there too. So Cathal is very keen to do events to support writers and readers. So this is his first event. I'm very honoured to be his first guest in the Novel Bean. And that's Thursday night at 7:30. And I'm also planning to do a signing in Claremorris, in Daly's news agency in Claremorris, perhaps next Sunday, not fully confirmed yet, but perhaps next Sunday, 2 to 4. So, yeah, all of those.
Busy times. Well, look, I hope it sells really well in the run-up to Christmas because people love books. So have a look out for it, listeners. Liam Horan's book, and it's titled On the Way Out. But I hope you're not on the way out for a long time. But you are going to exit stage left right now, Liam. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tommy.
Best. Look after yourself. That's Liam Horan, Ballon Road Man, and his brand new adult